never miss it. No, they'll never miss it.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Me, I let him out.
What are we talking about?
Hey, I don't know.
Hold on a minute. Wait, ho.
How did I get here?
Who are you?
Look at the shoulder pads I'm wearing.
This is not my beautiful microphone.
Oh.
Dog eat dog.
What's with?
No. Wait, Seinfeld.
What's with airline food? Wow. It's not an airline, and it's rarely food. I don't know. I don't know the actual joke.
George.
Yeah. Some combination of George and
Jerry.
And Jerry and a little bit of
the guy.
What's his face? The next door neighbor.
Kramer. Yeah.
Kramer.
All those Seinfeld in one voice. That was weird.
Yeah, I'm good like that.
What's the deal with the microphones? Anyways.
Dog Eat Dog. Talking Heads parody.
Off Polka Party.
Style parody. Polka Party, October 21st, 1986.
Yes.
This was recorded on April 22nd, 1986. Just in case you were
wondering.
Yeah. Style parody of Talking Heads. Like you said before we started recording, hits the nail on the head so many times. Good songs to listen to if you really want to get a sense of this is As She Was, Stay Up Late, Born Under Punches, and then Once in a Lifetime. The whole bridge is basically Once in a Lifetime. Yes. So,
yep. This is, very, very Once in a Lifetime.
Yeah. And I mean, a perfect song. It reminds me a little bit of Mission Statement, a little bit, but Mission Statement is sort of the more
corporate jargon
side of that, but it's a similar type of thing. It reminds me of Office Space a little bit. You know, like, I'm sure somebody's put together a video online of this song and
Office Space
and
mashup.
Steven Root from Office Space.
Oh, it's gotta be.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gotta be. This should have been the theme song to The Office.
The Office?
How it wasn't, I don't understand.
Dun, dun.
I don't know.
I think that's a case of too much funny.
Okay.
Because
that show wasn't that funny.
Remember, The Office is supposed to be
dry.
Is supposed to be very dry.
True.
And it's supposed to be like taken seriously.
Okay.
And so you want Leslie Nielsen from the 80s, not Leslie Nielsen from the aughts, where he's trying to be funny. You know what I mean?
Yes. Great analogy. Yeah. Yes. This would be more for Office Space.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Office Space would be perfect. I'm surprised they don't actually. Well, I mean, they play like a rap song when they're beating the thing up, so that makes more sense. But I'm sure somebody has taken Steven Root from Office Space and just plugged him in the appropriate song.
If not, we should do that.
I don't have those talents.
Yeah.
Well, I barely have these talents.
I know people who do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So, this... I've never been a huge, huge fan of Talking Heads. I knew of them. My brother listened to them a lot, so they were around my consciousness. You know, they're in the same thing as, you know, like Devo and you know, Pink Floyd. Oingo Boingo. I'm watching Pink Floyd there. Yep. And B-52s. That kind of, you know, type of music around that time. My brother was big into it. So I listened to a lot of Talking Heads when I was a kid.
Other than Pink Floyd, you just named three style parodies.
Yeah.
Weird Al stuff.
You've never done a Pink Floyd. I've never been a fan of Pink Floyd. I don't know why that came out.
Yeah.
My other brother listened to them. Anyways, I was aware of this music. Definitely a Once in a Lifetime was a song I really liked. When I first heard the song, I was very aware of that.
What is Take Me to the Water? Take me to the river. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Drop me in the water. For some reason, I like that song, but I don't know why. I think it was the storytelling element of it or something. Yeah. Like, it was just weird.
For some reason, I like the Annie Lennox version of that better, probably because she's a better singer.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she did an album full of covers, and that was on there.
Yeah, that really sounds really cool.
Eurythmics, another band that's kind of like in that same genre. Yep. So I really like that kind of new wave-ish type of 80s music.
Well, and
this is great.
Clear that Al did too, because I feel like
a lot of those.
I feel like Devo's parody and this parody are very spot on, so spot on for the genre of that band so well that it's clearly a band that he really, really liked.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas some of his other parodies are good, but I feel like he's got one less little like love bar,
right? I think he had to like look into it more for research, other than things that he just knew.
Yeah,
these are like you can tell he knew this. He was involved in it. This song is like I said, nails it. This everything you think of with David Byrne and the Talking Heads is in this song. Every little thing that he does, and all that kind of weird vocal tics and stuff that he throws into his songs. I don't know if it's filler or just why he does it, but he does. In almost all of his songs, and this is fantastic. The song.
Not only that, he when he performs it, he also gets the big oversized suit, and has very David Byrne-ish mannerisms and stuff. So I think that I mean, he This is a good song, and it will be a shame. This is one of the songs that it's going to be kind of a shame when he does it in concert that he won't have the whole like costume.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'll be a little bummed when we see him perform this
without the costume.
Without the costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So has he performed this in concert? I know I've seen him in the costume in the UHF video. Referencing David Byrne.
I think he's been in concert. Like this is one of his changes. I think it was an old tour though.
Okay.
Yeah, like a tour a while ago. Tour. Yeah. Al says, this is one of my favorite songs off the album. It's inspired by Talking Heads, but also my days working in traffic department in Westworld 1, my first and hopefully only desk job. At first, I thought it was kind of cool to have a phone and a desk and a little cubicle to call my own. But after a while, I felt like my soul had been sucked out of me. The song is kind of tongue-in-cheek look at office light.
Yeah.
It's sort of like rat racy type of, you know, that kind of thing. It's good though. I mean, like, I don't know what more to say because
it's just solid. So good.
Yeah.
I wish there was a video for it. God, I wish he had a video for it, like an actual official.
That would be cool because you could parody. That's what was so good about, not what was so good, but one of the many things that was good about the Devo parody is that he got a video so that he could also parody the videos.
Right.
And while he parodies the performance a little bit, it would be great to see him also parody actual video stuff.
Yeah. He had some pretty good videos back then. When this album came out, like I loved this song. It was probably, I think it's safe to say my favorite song on the album. He didn't have a video for it. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Come on. But I don't know. Chris was at Ground Zero, and was there one other? Or was that the only video from Polka Party?
I don't know off the top.
I think that's the only one.
It's a possibility.
Look at their Polka Party list. I'm pretty sure there was a one video album. Oh, no. Living with a Hernia. And then, Chris is at Ground Zero.
Yep.
So I really wish he had done this video.
Well, if he did another video, it probably would have ended up being Toothless People. So maybe
there's no way he would have done that. No, he hates that song. He's admitted he does not like that song. Yeah. He would have not have done that. It would have been this one.
Well, no. I think Scotty Brothers would have been like, that's.
He would have, that's probably why, maybe that's why he never did a 30. He's like, not doing
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think if he had to do a third, the Christmas at Ground Zero, he basically did all by himself anyways.
Yeah. True.
So, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. But I don't know what else there is to say about this video that it's great.
Good.
Really, really good. Like, ridiculously good, I think.
Lyrics.
Oh, man, they're all good. It's just how he makes the mundane seem exciting. And just like the character's view, like he says, like the tongue-in-cheek just of it. But you can just see this guy just like sitting at the desk, like just like thrilled to death with every little mundane thing he gets to do every day. And you can picture his like coworkers just glaring at him. Like, what is wrong with this guy? So just the image of all the lyrics are just, they're not exactly funny per se, but the image of a guy that excited about all this stupid mundane stuff he's excited about is what's funny to the song, about the song. And of course the way he's singing it and the style. So I don't know. Just my favorite lyric is, do I smell jelly donuts? This is my lucky day. I'll have a coffee with a carcinogenic sweetener. Hold on a minute. Just one more jelly donut. They'll never miss it. No, they'll never miss it.
And the talk sing sort of talking heads thing.
Yes.
I mean, it's perfect.
He's got the voice. It's one of those songs where he nails the impression.
Yeah.
Like so well.
Mine's a couple lyrics later. Yeah. It's the, sometimes I can't believe this is all really happening. Sometimes I can't believe I'm really sitting here. Sometimes I tell myself, this is not my beautiful stapler. Sometimes I tell myself, this is not my beautiful chair.
Yes, which is definitely once in a lifetime.
Which is once in a lifetime, straight up.
This is not my beautiful wife. Yeah. This is not my beautiful family. What am I doing here?
And then after right of that, he's log, doggy, doggy, dog, dog, day, yay, 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 ah, ha!
Ho, doggy, dog, dog. Yeah, just, man, it's amazing. I love it.
It's a lot of fun.
It is. It really is.
And it's a shame that, you really need to know Talking Heads to realize
how fun it is. So, if you haven't really gotten into the song, if you skip it and you're not into Talking Heads, go listen to the song that Charlie mentioned, especially Once in a Lifetime, a couple others. And then go back and listen to this song. You'll appreciate it so much more.
Yeah, this is another one of those gateway songs where you're like,
you get into a band.
You need to get into a band for it, kind of. Yeah,
like I said, like Mr. Popeil, Velvet Elvis. If you don't know the band, you're not going to get the songs as much as if you actually listen to the band a lot more.
Yeah.
So, those are the songs that just like, man, amazing if you know the band, like Devo.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's, I think there was like a Rolling Stone album that was talking about gateway artists, mm-hmm. artists that will bring you into stuff. And they said Dog Eat Dog and Weird Al was a great, Weird Al was a great gateway artist. And Dog Eat Dog is one of the, one of the reasons he is a gateway artist.
Yes.
Because you're sure. Like, I know I'm going to like this. And then you listen to it and you're like, well, let me listen to more by that band. And you're like, oh, wow. Okay. Although at the same time, he also does it so well that almost anything after that is like, it's like when you listen to a mashup and mm-hmm. then you listen to like just one of the songs, you're like, wait, it's so boring now. It doesn't have that other half a song in it.
Okay, yeah. Honestly, this is better than most of the stuff I know from Talking Heads. Same as like, like Dare to Be Stupid is better than most of Devo's stuff.
It's
He just takes it to this level. He's like, I see your style. And I'm going to perfect it.
But that's because it's a concentrate. You know what I mean? Like because if Devo did one song like Dare to Be Stupid, then there would be no reason to do any other songs.
True.
And that is one of the nice things about being Weird Al. He can do that. Yes. Whereas if you're you have to like try to like do more
stuff.
Songs.
Yeah.
And different, you can't just do different. One. You have to do...
Yeah. All these style pairs, like you said, a combination of 5, 6, 7 different songs, just kind of like the essence of the band is concentrated into this amazing song. And so this is one of those fantastic style pairs of Weird Al's.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. So one interesting fact about this song is this came out in 1986.
Yep.
Okay. Later, Talking Heads basically did their last album. It was called The Naked Album. It came out in 1988. Mm. And in the song Talking Nude, the very last verse starts with polka party for Bob and Martha.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How weird.
I know.
What was that referencing?
I
mean, from the rest of the song.
It has nothing to do with the rest of the song. It just, it's so strange. Okay. But it's, I mean, like... It's right there on the edge of like, it's just specific enough that it feels like it's got to be a reference.
It has to be.
But it's just generic enough that there could be a modicum of like, maybe it wasn't a reference. You know what I mean?
It has to be. There's no way that's not a reference.
It's just, it's intriguing.
Because he knows he's on that album because he had asked permission.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way it's a coincidence.
I don't think it could be, but I also don't 100% know for sure.
Well, whatever. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's all you got in this song, huh?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Ratings?
I'll
let you go first.
4. I'll give this one a 4.
No surprise for me. This is a 5.
Wow.
This is one of my top songs of all time.
Yeah. You're Talking Heads fan, kind of. No,
not really. No. I knew of them.
Okay.
I know. I would say I like 4 songs of theirs. I mean, I haven't really delved into them, but like, they were there. They're part of my history. They're background music that I heard a lot at home. Okay. So I'm aware of them. I never like, listen to an entire album, probably, you know, unless it was like Through the Wall. So, you know, but I remember the videos in MTV days. I really liked, you know, the singles, but I wouldn't say I'm a fan of Talking Heads. But this song is always, I just love this song. So, and we're going to have to say goodbye to Polka Party. That's the last song we're doing for Polka Party.
Polka Party song?
This is the last Polka Party song. Man.
Wow.
Oh, wait. No. I'm sorry. Nope. Oh, I just found another one. Well, you put on the list PP for most of them. And then later down, you put actually spelled out Polka Party.
Yeah,
so
that
I'm
was,
sorry.
That was directly copied from you.
Well, that's me. So never mind. There is one more coming. I'm sorry. That was my bad. So we're not saying goodbye to Polka Party yet. There's another one coming down the pipeline. That should be the last one. Yeah. Anywho, never mind. You can cut that out.
I'm going to cut all of that out.
You suck.
You're dumb. Yeah, so find us. You know how to find us. 302-72 Weird.
Facebook,
or
Twitter.
Or Facebook, Twitter.
Instagram.
We're all Yankovics.
Google
you
Earth.
You love us. You can do it. Call us up.
Yep.
Live long.
Prosper.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.
Sometimes I tell myself, this is not my